This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, all holding it down at Surprise Stadium for Rangers spring training. And then back in the studio in the DFW, the more famous Sir Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing?
I'm doing good today, Kevin. Guess what I learned whenever I walked in this morning?
That Jacob DeGrom would not do an interview with
Jacob us. Jacob DeGrom doesn't do interviews with us, guys.
That's right.
3 years in a row. Now, I told Kevin in 877-881-1053, how many times do you ask a girl out before saying, you know what, I'm done? Because 2 years in a row, I'd ask DeGrom if he'd talk. First year, he was like, don't look at me. Second year, he was like, I'm in the middle of playing Call of Duty on my phone right now. And it was very dismissive. And listen, I'm fine with the pitcher. I told my kid last night. I said, he was like, Dad, I'm just really glad that you get to meet all these people. It's really cool. And I said, you know, whenever I set out to do this job, when I was dreaming of doing this kind of job, I was like, that was part of it. Getting to meet some of these stars, getting to work with a Mike Bassick, you know?
It's the last Wednesday you're ever going to see me.
Yeah, well, no, it's not. Because I'm going to find you on another Wednesday just to prove you wrong. But the, you know, I told him, I said, look, there are a lot of quality people we get to run across in this business. We've gotten to talk to some awesome people. Every once in a while, you get a grade A butthole, right? You know, you get like a Roy Williams that you're just like, you didn't have to treat me like that.
Which
dude.
Roy?
The defensive
one. He was my favorite player, and then he turned out to not be great. And I'm not saying that about DeGrom. Win me a World Series, bro. Like, it's perfectly fine. Go out there and pitch. I understand he had to deal with New York media. It's different. But he isn't doing it yet. But go out there and pitch, man. Go be an ace. Go do that. Avery did ask me, though, who's been your favorite one? And I said, it's always Bochy. Anytime we get a chance to talk to Bochy. But no, Kevin, what I found out this morning is that this stadium right here is the best place to watch a spring training game, according to the Phoenix Sun-Times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Whatever the newspaper is down there. Yeah, there's a sign downstairs that says, best place to catch a spring training game. And I was like, yeah, it absolutely is a gorgeous stadium. So we're lucky, guys. We're very lucky.
I do like this stadium.
All right, I'm done for the day.
Okay, well,
I'm talking in.
I hope you keep talking.
More talking to do because this segment
because
is
Mike
too.
Is not going to participate in the rest of this segment because last night we got all things from the Luka Maverick showdown. Let's go to cut number one and the 1 3-pointer that Luka made last night.
Things could get real spicy here throughout this game as Doncic rips another one and immediately turns to the Mavericks bench.
Awesome.
Now, it's interesting that he said another one because, again, that was the one of only – that was the only three-pointer he made of the robust 1-for-7 shooting from beyond the arc last night. Did it make you – that's right. Look, man.
That's Kevin being grumpy because he lost his bet.
Okay. No, man, that's probably
he
true.
Lost his, but like, what do you call it, game or something?
Let's go to Mike Curtis and what happens potentially when you write a headline before the game happens. Luka Doncic reminds Mavericks of his generational talent in statement win over old team. They were 9-point favorites, and he shot 6-for-17 from the field. I know he had a triple-double, and that is tremendous.
That's what he does.
But, man, he had a struggle bus night after the first quarter and shooting all night. So, like, I don't know if I would say generational play. I mean, he's a generational talent, but in statement win, you're 9-point favorites, and the game was tied with five minutes left.
I didn't watch, Corey. How did Max Christie and Anthony Davis do?
Anthony Davis is not playing. He had a nice coat on and some shades.
Oh, sweet. He has played more games than Luka this year and more games than Luka the last 3 years, though.
Max Christie, he had his moments last night. Luka,
just telling you the facts.
They still won the game, and that stinks. I still think if the Mavericks had any of the bigs, they win that game last night. PJ's running up court with the ball, and they know that he's not a point guard. Even though the Mavericks are trying to force him to be a point guard and work down in the block and work inside out, that didn't work last night for them. Kai wasn't on fire to start the game. Later, he continued to get his as things went along throughout the night. There just needed to be more rebounding in that game. Those second chance opportunities destroyed the Mavericks.
Agreed.
And they just couldn't keep up with that. So again, having a big is going to be a huge deal, but I definitely expected a lot more out of Luka.
I did too.
Watching him in the pregame last night, I saw the focus. Mike, I know like you complained a lot about his childish antics before games around here, and last night he was very focused. He looked very locked in his shoot around and everything. So I was like, oh man, this dude's about to turn it on. I expected a revenge game like we'd never seen before, and we got a casual game, which Kai says it's still LeBron and Luka trying to figure out what their roles are together. They get the win. Luka has an okay game. Nothing like we've seen on those big Magic nights before, though.
The first quarter was really interesting because you got the whole Luka experience. He scored, I believe, 8 straight points for the Lakers until they took one of the threes off the board because they said that he had stepped out of bounds. And then you got the technical like 2.5 minutes in. And if anyone were to have put money on that last night, 6-1 on your money. It took 2.5 minutes and like he didn't get the foul. The ball was about to go the other way. He stopped, turned around, jawed at the ref. And the ref's like, you know what? I'm going to set the tone.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, that was as Luka as it gets,
yeah.
Right? As soon as he felt like, and he did, look, man, he got wrecked a little bit on that play. I'll be honest. That wasn't a clean one, in my opinion. But he did turn around, just like typical, gave up on everything else in the world that was going on. That's when I thought the Mavs had a chance. Because at that moment, we discussed that yesterday. They knew what they could do to irritate him. They knew all we got to do is get him out of his game just a little bit, get him arguing with the refs, and we can get in on this game. They tried it, and just didn't work for the rest of the game.
I had so many text messages from friends in the first quarter, and I was like, I'm not watching.
Do you ignore the text, or did you respond to them?
I responded to Mike Adams because he was listening yesterday about the 6-1 on the technical foul. And
Gosh.
I mean, I think, Corey, were you the one who texted group text on the tech?
Probably.
Yeah.
And then.
And then Mike Adams text, and I was just like, I was like, oh, wow. But I'm like, to Mike Adams, other people, I'm like, look, I'm not watching. But my dad was like, I'm rooting for the Lakers for the first time in my life.
Was that shocking to you?
Yeah, because he was the one who instilled Laker hate in me. And then obviously it was pretty easy to hate the Lakers if, most people listening weren't alive in the 80s. But in the night,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
1980s, there were 10 times you could make the NBA Finals in the West, and the Lakers made it 7 out of the 10 times. Houston twice and Portland in 89. So you just look at it, they dominated, you know, they beat the Mavericks a couple times in the playoffs, 88 in the Western Conference Finals. I can't root for the Lakers. I'm not against Luka. I saw all his faults, all his immature situations, but I can't root for him on the Lakers.
Yeah.
I don't hate Luka. I hate the Lakers.
Man, I think the best, because this game actually turned out to be really competitive. It was tied with about 5 minutes to go, and obviously at the end, LeBron took over and the Lakers won the game. Maybe my favorite part of the entire thing was the commercial, I think right before the game, when they showed the 77 switch out from a Texas license plate to a California license plate, and then they played All My Exes Live in Texas. Thought that was some really top-notch work they did there.
Yeah, that was Jumpman, Jordan brand, that did that.
That car looks awesome.
I believe they parked that out in front of the stadium yesterday, or the arena. And also, didn't they, like, Jumpman Jordan bought a parking lot and gave free parking to Lakers fans.
Which is amazing.
They were like, hey, man, let's get everybody on Luka's side on this one. And that was the thing that I was trying to watch and observe the most last night, was the interaction between Luka and the players on the Mavericks teams. Because when he made that three, Kevin, and then looked at their bench, I was like, oh, hold on. What did those players, is he not friends with the players? Are they talking trash about him now and he's hearing about it? Did they talk trash about him before and now he's starting to hear about what was going on behind the scenes? Or is that just how he is? Because I wanted to see if there was still a friendship between them, or if whenever he hits the court and whenever the Mavericks hit the court too, are they just, you know, bitter rivals and enemies from now on? And I didn't know exactly how to see that or feel that, because he's always been so happy-go-lucky. Last night was definitely a different type of perspective from him. But I wanted to see how they responded, how they interacted with each other.
Man, if I was a fan, I would be super pumped about free parking. I don't know what it is.
Parking's expensive.
It's parking and shipping, right, that just beats people down, and which makes no sense, right? Because if you're like, hey, I got a premium ticket for this game, I spent $400, and they're like, now parking is $60. You're like, outrageous. And you're like, well, you just spent all of that money. It's parking and shipping. Like, have you seen the meme where it says $50 plus $10 shipping, and the person's like, and it says $60 in free shipping, and you're like, yeah, even though it's the exact
just
same
price.
Just
give me free shipping, and I'm all right. Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Absolutely.
Isn't that how Amazon got us?
Now, it is. It really is. So I know we talked about this a little bit with Dawson yesterday, but I think this is a concern that I have, a concern I'm sure that the rest of the NBA has. Sources close to Luka say, quote, A beast was awakened inside of him after leaks from the Mavs disparaging his weight and conditioning were released. And you've seen all kinds of like information trickle out. And I have no doubt that the Mavericks have had a hand in letting some of that information leak out. But the most concerning thing that could happen to the rest of the league is Luka being in prime time, top physical shape at all points, whether that's a LeBron-guided thing or whether it's guided by him being mad at the Mavericks. That is a terrifying prospect because he made two Western Conference Finals and an NBA Finals and five-time all-first-team NBA already with people being like, I don't know if he's in the best shape.
Yeah, maybe the revenge tour isn't just against the Mavs. Maybe he takes it out on the rest of the league. Now, looking at him last night, he didn't look any different. You know, like some people were trying to show me different pictures of, he looks so much thinner. And I was like, I think he's wearing like a really tight tank top underneath that jersey, right? Because I did see in his pregame workout, you could see that tight like compression tank top that he had on. I was like, he looks.
What do they call
the
those
same
fat shirts that suck everything in?
Spanx.
Yeah, Spanx. He's wearing a Spanx.
Yeah, maybe it was a Spanx shirt.
Maybe
he's in LA, dude. So maybe they got all sorts of stuff out there.
Are you saying there's like a lot of pressure on him body wise?
You gotta look good in LA, dude. Everybody knows that.
Okay. Huh.
Otherwise they start shaming you and you don't get any roles in the movies.
Okay, well I don't think he's hoping for that or anything.
You don't think Luca would love to be in a movie?
No, I don't think he does.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
I mean, LeBron, yeah, he wants to be in all the movies.
That's fair. Now let's go to cut number 7. If you can't make this out, I think you will be able to, and it's a short clip. I saw it from Grant Afseth. People chanting in the arena, thank you, Nico. And I appreciate what a clever chant that is. It makes me sad as a Mavericks fan, but I can take the time to be like, good for you guys for really rubbing it in. Because they're the people who look like they won. Like, I'm sure they look like they won, and I would be so pumped if I had Luka as well.
There'll never be another trade in the history of sports this bad.
You know what, Mike?
A 25-year-old for,
I don't know,
a first-round pick 4 years from now, and a dude who can't stay healthy. Like, you would have got 8 first-round picks from somebody. Now, I know that the Mavericks didn't want 8 first-round picks. They wanted a 3-year window and then go into Crapville. But, I mean, good luck, Nico.
We're going to talk a little bit about this in the C-block today, Kevin. But Howie Roseman, did you hear what he said about their team next year?
Did he say unconventional moves?
Yeah. He said, and I'm asking y'all for patience as a fan base. Look, we just won the World Series. And it's going to be different. And we're going to do things a little unconventional from what everybody else would expect. And I think he's earned the right to do that.
Sure.
He just won a World Series. The Eagles. Howie Roseman.
They won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Did he say World Series? Is my brain going crazy?
Maybe I did. Maybe.
Okay, that's why I was like, wait. Okay.
But they just won.
Did you not hear about that?
I was like,
yeah. They just won. And he's like, we're going to be a little unconventional. And it's preparing the fan base for something's going to be different that you might go, hold on, why the crap? But I just won you a damn Super Bowl, so trust me, right? And Nico had that goodwill where he was making moves that you were like, wow. But then when he hit you with this stunner, he didn't have enough of the goodwill built up to do something this drastic and this big. And he didn't ask us for permission before he did it either. And that's a thing that I think fans are frustrated about as well.
I think that you should trade Jalen Hurts for Aaron Rodgers and maybe get a third-round pick back. But not third-round pick soon, like in about 3 years, a third-round pick. I think that would be unconventional.
We'll see if we can make that happen.
Sounds like a plan.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.